It is your Ilkley Radio, and it's that time of year where we look carefully at the Sunday Times this weekend and find out where Ilkley ranks as best places to live. It was the national winner 3 years ago, and we are top of the pile regionally this year in the Sunday Times Best Places to Live guide. Let's talk to Tim Palmer, who's the chief judge in this project. I know Ilkley is a big favourite of yours, Tim. Why is it back in the list this year?
Oh, well, you can't keep a good town down, can you? It's still got all the great things that made it one of my favourite ever national winners back in 22. It's not just the fresh air, the fantastic scenery, the excellent schools and those direct trains to Leeds that make it so good. It's got an amazing location with Leeds on one side, the Dale on the other, and now this year's City of Culture festivities are close at hand as well. But there are two things that really stand out for me about Ilkley. One is the opportunities it offers for its young people with so many sports clubs and different activities, and as well as the easy access to that sort of healthy outdoor lifestyle that's really hard to find these days. And the other thing is the know-how and the get up and go of the community that seems to see every challenge as an opportunity to make things better. And then, you know, that goes back to getting bathing water status for the River Wharf, founding the cinema, launching the market, and then this year we've got the new fountain, which I think is being opened quite soon. And again, that's going to be a big feather in its cap.
Yeah, and that sense of community is something that's kind of always been at the heart of what Ilkley is about. But as you say, you know, when challenges come along, the community pulls together. We saw that in COVID, and things have kind of expanded from that.
Exactly. And it's, I mean, the other thing we're always looking for is places with community spirit, obviously, but also places where the people who live there are passionate and enthusiastic about the place they live in. And obviously, they're willing to work hard to make it better, but also they're keen to kind of express that enthusiasm to us. And it, you know, it makes it a very easy choice when we hear so many people saying how happy they are to live in Ilkley and what a great place it is.
And when you're going around all the places to decide, you know, how highly, how prominently do things rank in your scheme of things? So, you know, green things, community things, and transport links in particular, I
guess. It's a balance. Some places don't have all the kind of boring stuff. Some places don't have the schools, the trains or whatever, but we include them because they are obviously very special places to live for the people who live there, because the communities are so good and they might have like access to brilliant countryside or beaches. But on the whole, the best ones have all those things. And because we're only picking, you know, quite a small percentage of the number of places in the country, then most of the places on our list will have all those things, the boring stuff and the kind of community stuff, something for everyone.
And talk to me about house prices, because round here, Ilkley is seen as expensive, but when you lot come up from the south, you go, blimey, it's cheap up here.
Not as much as we used to, sadly, he says, as someone who lives in the south and would love to live in the north. That north-south divide has been eroding a little bit, and I think particularly between the less desirable parts of the south, like the one that I live in, and the more desirable parts of the north, like Ilkley, then you find that, you know, where 10 years ago I'd have cashed in my terraced house for a mansion, these days it's not that far off like for like what you get now. But, you know, we look at house prices. High house prices obviously aren't an advantage, but they're no barrier to inclusion in this list as long as they offer value for money and you're getting a really good place for a really high price.
And what's your favourite thing to do? I know you regularly come to Ilkley and just check that things are all in order and it's award-winning still, but what were your favourite things to do when you're in town?
I mean, the thing I really like doing is walking on the moor, because I live in London for my sins, and we just don't have anywhere you can do that. But there's also so many nice places to go and get a cup of coffee. You can go for a nice walk, then go for a nice cup of coffee. And, you know, the best thing of all is talking to the people, meeting the people and hearing about how great Ilkley is.
And Saffron Walden is the best place nationally this year. What have they got that we don't? Come on, Tim.
Well, to be honest, in some ways, there's a lot in common. It's one, again, another one of those places that's got a bit of everything good. It's got really nice historic good looks, excellent state schools, a little bit of culture. Ilkley maybe had its explosion of, you know, got really good maybe 10 years ago. Saffron Walden's in the middle of that process now. The high street is changing dramatically for the better. You know, lots of good new restaurants and shops. It's got a really good weekly market. And again, it's just showing what a high street can be in the 21st century.
We'll stick Essex on the holiday destination list then. Good to talk to you as always, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart. Take care.